Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Leon Kurtzer, who's a CEO at Jubilee Metals. How are you today, Leon?
Good, thank you, Zach.
Right, copper is very hot at the moment in terms of commodities markets. I suppose gold is also pretty hot, as one or two people have pointed out, but you've got some news regarding your resource in Zambia. Could you run us through that, please?
Yeah, sure, Zach. You're quite right. I mean, copper is enjoying a lot of attention. The prices are finally marching up, which is very positive for us. And, of course, Jubilee entered Zambia with a big copper focus last year, August. Our first step was to secure the refinery from Glencore, bring that copper refinery into operation, and then we marched on in search of securing surface copper assets. So we announced about 2 weeks ago that we acquired the rights to that very large copper tailings. We call it Project Elephant, and that's going to take us about 2 years to bring that into operation. And today we announced that a very, very important part of that strategy was what happens between now and when Project Elephant comes into operation. And of course, this is where today's announcement comes in. We've secured yet another copper resource at surface, ready to be processed. And as part of that transaction, we also entered into an agreement to secure the rights to build a processing facility on a brownfield site. That's very important because it allows us to build it very, very quickly. So what we do and how our strategy work is we build these concentrating facilities around Zambia close to the resources, where we concentrate up the material roughly to about 10-11% copper concentrate, and then we transport that into our refinery to make copper cathode. This transaction today now ensures that we have a rapid copper expansion plan in place. We're stepping up our copper production just about quarterly now. This transaction alone ensures that we deliver nearly 10,000 tons of copper units per year, so very significant for us. And of course, very importantly, the more copper units coming into our refinery, the more our margin grows on making our copper cathode to ensure that we enjoy a healthy margin on our copper cathode. And as we said last, and this transaction shows it, is that Zambia offers Jubilee the opportunity to more than double our earnings. I mean, this copper earnings, if we just look at the quantity, look at the unit cost to produce a copper cathode, has the ability to well exceed our earnings we're generating from our PGM and curve side of the business.
Right, just underline it, because you build your own refinery nearby, that means that you have your costs are lower, let's say your margins are better compared to competitors, is that correct?
Oh, it's very true, yes, Zach. I mean, copper, if you look at the value release of copper along its beneficiation chain, you need to ensure that you have your own refinery, because it is where the largest value release is actually in making copper cathode. Unlike the platinum business, where your payability of your concentrates are very high along the beneficiation chain, and therefore there's less impetus to build a platinum refinery. Copper, it's not the same. Your value release of concentrates is very low, and you need to ensure that you have access, or at least in our case, own a copper refinery to make copper cathode to really get the full value of the copper metal.
Right. The other point is, which maybe just a sort of a rookie question, but in terms of Jubilee itself, I mean, the impression, let's say, some might have is that your tailings business, and you don't actually produce very much, but you're sort of picking up the pieces or the leftovers, and so Jubilee will never be a big company. Could you sort of go through that particular myth, let's say?
Oh, excellent question, Zach. Absolutely. I mean, you know, we said it up front, and no one really believed us at the time, because we were storming into an industry that hadn't really established itself yet, in that you're able to build a very significant metal producer without owning a mine. That's what we said up front, and that is our strategy. Today, as we speak, we are Jubilee making more than 450,000 tons of chrome concentrate per annum. That is an extremely significant large producer. On our PGM ounces side, we are racing towards north of nearly 60,000 ounces of PGMs per annum without a mine. very significant producer. And if you look at our copper strategy, this project alone, bringing 10,000 tons of copper units over a long term, you add in Project Elephant, and we're rushing up to 25,000 tons of copper unit per annum for the foreseeable future. We are a big copper producer without a mine. So that fallacy that you cannot build a company reliant on its processing ability and without owning a mine and yet be a very large, significant producer with strong margins, we've proven that wrong.
So you could be, forgive the analogy, but you could be the Antofagasta of Africa, let's say, going down the line. You could be a major player.
Very, very good analogy. Yes, absolutely. And already on the back of this transaction, we are becoming a significant entity in Zambia. We are enjoying focus and support from authorities because of what we're doing and how rapidly we're implementing these projects. So yes, absolutely, we are becoming a significant player. We are seeing the attention we are receiving from large mining companies, where we are starting to make quantities of metals that could be significant even in their portfolio of metals being produced. So we can see that more and more the recognition is coming through that this is a real company with real legs, able to grow even further.
Right, just as far as Project Elephant is concerned, I presume the clue is in the name in terms of what it might deliver, but is that the focus going forward?
Yes, very much so. So right now, the immediate focus is complete the construction of the project we announced today. We'll be doing it in a very novel methodology where we're implementing it in two phases to ensure that within 4 months, we're already producing our first copper concentrate, which will be refined at our Sable refinery. The Elephant project, which is a two-year execution project, comes in roughly about 8 months after this project is fully operational to ensure that we have this constant step up of production. It then brings us to a position where we will then review whether we expand our Sable refinery because we would have been running at full capacity of that refinery.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.